This is the Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show. 3 decades of settling arguments like, is Sarah Jessica Parker a horse or not? You're welcome. And now back to Rad Radio.
So here's a random email came in about an hour ago, rad@radradio.com. It's from Roman.
Hey, Roman.
He doesn't actually ask for any type of help. I think this is one of those I just need to reach out to someone type moments.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I think I might lose my job today.
Oh.
My job has been doing budget cuts, and my buddies got fired on Tuesday without any notice from management. And yesterday I got a call about my hiring manager asking when I end my day. Mm-mm. And for reference, he never comes to job sites.
Oh, no.
Very, very Grim Reaper-esque. Yep. I really am upset and very destroyed if this does happen to me. I've been stressed beyond belief, and I'm pacing my room like a crazy man.
Oh.
And again, that's the entirety of it. Didn't ask for any advice.
I'm so sorry.
I mean, all you can really offer other than things like, I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it again, back to my favorite expression that drives people insane. At this moment, it is what it is.
Yes.
It's a done deal. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. It is possible, although you don't want to get your hopes up or anything, that your manager is coming there to say, look, we just terminate all these people. I just want you to know a couple of things. First of all, you want good news or bad news? I'm going to give you the good news first. We're not terminating you. Bad news is you now have to pick up the slack for all 3 of them, 5 of them, 7 of them, whatever. Oh, and you're not getting any more money, but you still got a job. I mean, that's possible. And the point is, there is nothing you can do to change whatever reason he's coming to see you. Zip, zero, nada. So I know it's not helpful, but if you can try to just look at it that way, put it out of your mind and just go to work, do the best, and then you will. And if you were like me, you would also already be thinking contingencies. Mm-hmm. If I get fired, here's what I'm going to do. If I'm told I have to work more hours with less pay, here's how I'm going to make it work. Those kind of things.
I mean, if the worst does happen, you do have things to fall back on. I mean, there's plenty of jobs available, and the fast food industry just raised their minimum wage to $20 an hour. So, I mean, there's things to put the Band-Aid on the situation until you can get your feet back on the ground. So I hope that you're going to get that good news, bad news, where you are sticking around, and maybe you do get a little bit more a little more responsibility, and eventually the more pay.
And if you feel like you need to do something to feel kind of in control, get your resume up to date.
There
go
you.
Through it, polish it up, look at all the things, and you know, think of the kind of jobs you might want to be pursuing if this doesn't work out.
And listen, just remember, it will be okay. we all of us do what you are doing. A good mass majority of people do. It is that freak out moment and the pacing and what are we going to do? And I'm not saying it will not suck. It will. If you find out you are fired today, that will suck. That will feel awful. All the things that come with it. But guess what? You will be okay. You will get through this as you have gotten through whatever you've gotten through in your life. We always seem to forget, because this is life's roller coaster. It's never smooth sailing all the time. We always go through something in life. So I want you to reach back and think of your pattern. Haven't you always survived? Haven't you always gotten through? Like I said, it's still going to be painful, still going to suck, but you will get through this. You will find something else. You will.
And also just make sure you live in the moment. The whole going to what Dawn was saying about pacing back and forth is you can't control anything in the future. You can only control what's in front of you in this very moment. So if you can put yourself in that zone, I know it's hard to do, but if you do, maybe your day will go by a little easier.
For all you know, you're going to die in a car crash on the way to work and spend your last couple hours worrying about nothing.
Exactly.
I mean, there's an uplifting note.
The best things in life are free.
Can I leave my gas, the gas on the stove on?
You pay some bills and fees. With Rough Change. That's what I want. With Rough Change. That's what I want. With Rough Change. Make your best guess and estimate. The calculation in Rob's jar of change. With Rob's change. What I want. With Rob's change. What I want. With Rob's change.
Caller 18 to win Rob's change. Hello, Richard.
Morning, Red.
Morning, Dick.
We've had 7 guesses and clues. If you can figure out the correct answer, you will win that amount of money. What's your guess?
$187.13.
All right, $187.13. I know that abides by clue number one, clue number two, yes, and clue number three, yeah, legitimate guess. $187.13.
Yeah,
this really does narrow it down, though. I gotta say,
oh, good.
That's a big old guess. $187.13 is too low. The correct answer is higher.
I thought he said 118. You just said 187.
Heard 187.
I heard 187.
Oh.
And yeah.
And then the last digits were 13. 187, 13?
I heard 187. But okay. We could double check the tape.
If the three of you heard that and I heard 118, 13, y'all were probably correct.
I mean, look, the clue is the same regardless of what he said, but it's dramatically different in terms of your follow-up guess. So we will have to confirm. Yeah. But I had 187.13. Sounds like everybody else did except for the crazy woman.
Yeah. So, well, typical men, when we hear a number, we think a bigger number in our minds.
And yes. I was late to the party getting my pen and my glasses on as he was saying it. Yeah. So, you know.
By the way, it's too low. The correct answer is higher than 187.13. If you've been following along, you know how that rules a lot of potential answers out. And we will play Win Rob's Change again Monday morning. At 6:30, not this morning at 9:30. I will not be here. Aww. You cannot win my change if I am not here.
That's right.
I am leaving at 9 a.m. so that Brando can step into the invisible captain's chair. The final hour will be bad radio, Brandon, anybody, and Dawn, so that I can prepare for the giant Mix Pick Sports Show at noon today, which is a three-hour special.
Whoa.
A three-hour special.
Noon to three. The Mix Pick Sports Show is Steve Mickelson and I go over the NFL draft last night. All of the surprises, one of them being no surprises until the Atlanta Falcons made everybody scratch their heads. We'll talk about the Raiders pick, the Niners pick, and everything else that happened in depth this morning on Rad TV at members.radradio.com, on the Rad Radio app, and in Sacramento on 104.7 FM and 890 AM. It's not really this morning. It's at noon to 3. And so that is why Brando will be stepping in at 9 a.m. to carry the show through. So you've got all weekend to figure out when Rob's change for Monday morning at 6:30. All right, this email just came in from Fernando.
Hola.
Brando's part Mexican.
We were talking earlier about Kyle's Corner, the fourth episode, the newest one, drops today at 10 a.m. on Rad TV. He's got a new series. New episodes will come along as they come along. We've already got all the behind-the-scenes stuff posted, various tours, not even all of it, various tours of most of the building and prepping and things that we do. And we get emails like this occasionally where eventually you finally go, fine! If you're going to give me all this content, I'll pay for it. And Fernando says, good morning, Rad. I just paid for the dumb monthly subscription to see all your faces.
Sorry.
Thank you so much.
Now, he says, Brandon, I'm going to need your help on this one. He says, how do you watch live? I'm trying to figure this app out. I mean, it's pretty simple, isn't it?
So it's not an app. You go to your browser. Members.radradio.com is the address you go to, and we've made it so easy. It's almost so easy, it's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the top of the page.
And you're stupid.
There's a big box, a big banner that says, watch Rad TV live. Now, that's the only... So if you click on that box, you'll get the player for when we're on live. If you click on that link, there will be the player. And if there's nothing on, scroll down below that player. There's actually a menu, if you will, a schedule of all of the shows that are either live or that are going to be playing after the live show from 6 to 10. So there's the Mixed Pick Sports Show. Tech to You Tuesdays. It's on Tuesdays. Everything outside of that, we're still expanding our programming. Eventually, we'll probably put some other live stuff on there. But all of the series, including Kyle's Corner, live on their own page, which is on the Rad Series link. It's also on the homepage, a big, stupid banner that all you got to do is click on it. And all the lists, and every series that we have on there lives there. And the menu is also really easy to navigate at the top of the page. So if you're using your mobile device or on your laptop or PC or whatever, it's super easy to navigate.
Those banners, does it stay that or does it, you know,
rotate? No.
Or it just stays that? So there's no way they're missing it.
The industry term is they're static. They live there on that place.
So if you go to members.radradio.com right now and you want to see the brand new episode of the Probcast, season 2, episode 1, you would go to that same area.
Yes. So click on the series banner. There's also, we have like a teaser, a scrolling thing that all the latest stuff will be posted there as well. So because the Probcast, season 2, episode 1 was posted yesterday, right?
Yesterday or Wednesday.
Wednesday. All the days are blending
today,
together.
Friday?
I think so.
I think it was Wednesday because I know I wasn't watching it yesterday, and that means I was watching it the day before.
It's one of the first things you'll see on the homepage.
Okay, because we got a few emails about it. It's me. My name's Rob.
Right.
It's a podcast.
Instead of Robcast.
So it's a Probcast.
Yeah.
And I usually have my wife along with me, as she is in episode one, as my co-host. But the more she keeps up this, it should be called the Robcast crap. The more I'm considering going outside the realm of the Probcast and doing other things with other guests.
So you and your wife have a problem cast?
Steven wrote in and said, I just wanted to say hi to Rob and Christina. What a great Probcast. You two are both hella beautiful, and you have such a vibe, and I love to hear... Oh, I have a question through about this sentence here. I love to hear about the experience of Rob trying out weed. Christina is a terrific storyteller. So we dove right into the deep end with the first episode. We talk about what it was like from Christina's end as I walked my way towards sobriety, and then I replaced my alcohol with appetite, etc. But we did tell the story of the few times that I've tried edibles with, under her supervision. And she is a great storyteller, and I'm glad because I don't remember most of it. But yeah. Is that weed?
Edibles?
Yeah, is that fair? I mean, like in street talk? Is that have I tried weed by doing edibles?
Yeah, weed is such an old term. It's your imbibing, your partaking. That's like the modern day version of are you 420 friendly? All of that stuff is under that umbrella.
I didn't know, like in stoner world, which I have no problem with, I didn't know if that was like smack talk. Look, dude, you've never really done weed.
You sound like an amateur. You sound like you've never done weed.
Yeah, no, you've never smoked weed, but you have consumed weed. You've had weed butter or cannabis oil, one of the two, whatever they put inside the edible.
Got it.
Now, and I'll tell you, Rob, so when I used to get high all the time when I was young, this is the 80s. And, okay, now you fast forward to early 2000s, and I did an edible with a friend, and it kicked my ass. So I feel you've done your first taste of this was like something super strong, because they make it is not made like it was made in the 80s. It is way more strong.
And knowing about the time frame that you did try the edibles, that was before they put the quote governor on the limit on how much they can put as far as dosage goes in each each part of the chocolate or whatever you took. Like when they first started doing that, the medicinal dose level was way higher than it is now. So I think you would have a better shot at regulating it with what they have now, because it is definitely tampered down from that time. I swear, because they didn't, they used to sell these chocolate bars that I loved around that time that you tried it, and you can't get it anymore. Like it's not like street level anymore.
The story, the two stories Christina's talking about, the one where I'm on the stairs and screaming and crying or whatever. And then the one with I'm eating three bowls of whipped cream and caramel sauce.
Yes.
Those are all like a year or year and a half ago.
Oh, okay.
Is that so? Because you started me on this. You tried me, because you were, that was years, you that was like 9 years ago you tried to give me something to help.
Many, many lifetimes
ago. Had the same thing. And one of the most freeing things for Christina when she got out of the military was she didn't have to care about any of this stuff. So she gave me what she said was the smallest possible dose of this thing.
It was a topical. It was a topical solution, right? Like it rubbed it on your back.
Yes, they were both some form of topical.
And that can give you a more elevated experience because it's going in through your pores that way.
You potheads, you're always trying to get me. Oh, no, try this way. You got to do my way. You got to do my thing.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you should try hitting like the little vape pens or maybe smoking it, because the edibles are really, really extreme. I mean, it's a gamble. It's like playing roulette with getting high.
Which again, Brandon just reminded me, I didn't actually do an edible of any kind. There was no edibles. Edible I've ever done is those gummies you gave me.
I thought it was the gummy or the chocolate.
I don't remember. I don't know.
You got high, so you don't remember.
I'm not doing it. Right, I'm not doing it. I'm just going, Kyle, why don't I, instead of I do the vape pen, why don't I just work out and drink water?
There you go.
I mean, you
can do all three.
I don't have time for three of them.
The first time I tried edibles, I tried a very small dose, and it barely affected me. I got a little warm and tingly, nothing else. My second time, I'm like, well, I'll just go ahead and triple the dosage, because the first one just barely affected me at all. Anyway, about a half an hour later, I was being dragged into hell, and I crawled into bed with my phone in my hand, and I dialed 9 and 1, and I sat there in the bed, and like, this will all be better in the morning, and then I fell asleep.
Jesus. And typical dude, You tripled the dose.
Right.
You didn't just continue to go up.
Right.
You exponentially tripled it. By the way, this guy that wrote in, Steven, he gave me a whole paragraph, you know, kind of like Brandon and Kyle. Oh, well, you know, try it. Oh, you should try this. Do that. This dose. Shut up, dude. He says, your story of sobriety has been timely. I quit nicotine after over 20 years of use.
Damn.
The same week you went clean with alcohol. It's a different substance, but it's been a good feeling to hear all the support from your team and the Maggots. We can do hard things. I am stoked for everything that Rad TV has in the pipeline.
I mean, nice. Yes, good for you. It is obviously a different substance, but quitting smoking is so incredibly hard.
I've got a new series idea for Rad TV.
Oh, God, because we don't have enough already.
I know.
Nick just passed out because Nick has to produce all these things.
Sorry,
Nick. He just fell over. He's like, oh, good, another new one.
Well, woo-hoo! This one will take a while to come out because I'm thinking about the podcast.
Oh.
So maybe I don't know how we could do this because legalities and all that. Like, can you? Well, Bill Maher, he smokes pot on his podcast. And if we were just like posted on our membership site at members.radradio.com, there wouldn't be any issue with us, like Kyle and I, eating a gummy and then like slowly watching us progress into said high.
Do you guys deteriorate at this point with how much you've done it?
No.
Do you just kind of stay the same?
We just turn into a different version. Sometimes we're silly, goofy. Sometimes we're absent-minded.
So it does still affect.
To the unfun question, it's only because federally marijuana is still illegal. But nothing that's done on the internet or on a paid site like ours is regulated federally. So yes, you could do it that way, and we can promote it on this show, which is federally regulated by the FCC. But we're not doing anything to promote the actual usage of it or things like that.
And we would have to do something though to put a little pizzazz into it, because just watching us get high is not interesting. We'd have to like do something like put together like an IKEA chair or something together, you know, like put us in a situation where being high would make it a little bit more interesting.
That's funny.
Or this could end up like an episode of Family Guy where Peter and Lois have that band and they're super high on stage and they think they sound amazing and the episode ends with them being terrible.
Yes.
And when and if you run out of ideas of all those things, you can also sit there and eat and taste food, because for some reason people do enjoy watching.
True.
Oh, that's a good idea. Blend the two together.
You know how good food is when you're high. It's a different world.
I end up just talking like really slow when I'm stoned, so hopefully I can keep up the conversation, because otherwise I'm going to be a little scattered and it's going to be really, really slow.
It's going to be a 2.5-hour podcast.
So
you can interview other like potheads and it'll make it go even longer. What was that question?
Come again.
Forgot, bro.
That's may or may not be way down the road on Rad TV.
You should try and play music.
We have Kyle's Corner's fourth episode posted at 10 a.m. this morning. Back to the first episode of the Probcast. This is from Alex. It says, I'm sitting on my front porch in the evening watching my dogs play, and I am watching the first episode of the second season of the Probcast. Rob, Holly Schott. Christina is so beautiful.
Oh, she is.
That is some, interesting autocorrect.
Well, maybe it's a creative way of trying to get it on the air, right?
So thank you. That's very nice. And then he goes one step further. He says, I love you all. I'm such a diehard fan. Given the chance, I would so bang your wife.
Oh.
Okay, that got a little uncomfortable.
Is that a little much? I mean, I don't really, that's email to this kind of show, I'm like, whatever, dude.
You can't read tone. But
true.
At the same time, it's like he serves up the compliment, but then he's like, oh, if I had the chance,
a compliment.
In guy land, I know what he means, but without tone, yes. I know what he means. And there is no tone face to face that you would say that.
Of course not.
Not those words exactly.
I'm glad for you. As a woman, I'm like, that is not a compliment to Christina.
Yeah, that escalation is like saying, you look really nice in that dress, or I want to drink your bath water.
Also, on Rad TV, I mentioned the behind the scenes, and we were talking about this the other day, too. When we give the tour of my office, Don, of course, overreacted to the fact that one of my drinking mug, my tumbler, my tumbler that I drink out of, I point out in the video there's like mildew inside of it.
Disgusting.
Or we think. I don't know. It's green. It shouldn't be green.
No, it shouldn't be green.
Can I share what happened during the commercial break in the kitchen? So Rob came in to refill his beverage, and it's ice water, and I think he put in some of those electrolyte things because he took the knife out of the sink where there's probably about five or six other utensils that are all dirty, and the knife had soapy water on it, probably dirty as well. He proceeds to take the knife, rinses it off for like a second, dips it into his water, and stirs it up.
Nice.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, because he has to stir.
Because you got to mix it up. You got to mix up the electrolyte powder. Make sure it's.
There's other knives or spoons or any utensils to stir. But, what? No. Why is your mind? Oh, let me go to the sink to get a utensil.
But would it make a difference if it's the same knife that he used when he like took it out of the drawer this morning?
I think I like used the knife last.
Oh,
it doesn't know.
Oh, so you didn't pick up the. You don't know where the knife.
No.
Thought this was your knife, your stirring knife. That you had in the sink from prior.
Just a knife sitting in the sink. Just rinse it off and stir my water.
So it doesn't make it better.
And no, it doesn't change it for me. Had it been his knife he used earlier. Because now he's putting it in a dirty sink with other dirty dishes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the sink's barely out of
it. It gets cleaned every weekend.
So to that video, we got this email. It says, the discussion of Rob's gross cup with mildew in it reminded me of the legendary water bottle that a good friend of mine was famous for. He had a plastic water bottle with a flip top cap. I mean, that sounds to me like the
old school
crystal
remember,
geyser type thing. You know, the flip top.
Yeah, I'm having flashbacks.
All right. It went everywhere with him. We worked together. The first time I saw this horror show, my brain could not actually process what I was seeing. Because if it's just a water bottle, it's clear. It's see through, right?
Yeah, and I'm picturing, remember those were the, like we have now, but now they're done in the temperature control type, right?
Boo.
Yeah. But these were the hard plastic shaped like the big ones we use now, but just all plastic. And they had the clear ones.
I didn't realize it was actually the bottle that he actively drank out of. I thought it was something he'd left out and was taking back to his house to clean. That was not the case.
Oh.
This thing was black/green. You could not see light through it.
Oh, God.
The first time I saw him refill it and continue drinking, I stopped dead in my tracks and stared at him with horror, amazement, and disgust. He insisted it was like a flu shot for him.
Right?
You know, the old you're ingesting germs. I asked if he ever washed it, and he says, well, I know it needs a washing when my sips start to feel chunky. So he had a process. Everything we're mentioning, the Probcast, the tours of the studios, all posted Kyle's Corner series, all posted already at Rad TV, and Kyle's fourth episode will be up at 10 a.m. at members.radradio.com with lots more coming. We're going to play the pressure cooker right now. We got a pair of tickets to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live in Sacramento on Friday night, October 18th, and you're qualified for the grand prize drawing later this morning. During the 9 a.m. hour during Bad Radio when Brandon takes over, you will have one of the winners will have your tickets upgraded to Zifferent Row.
Ooh, ooh.
Pressure Cooker is our daily trivia game. We play it every single day, although we don't get a winner every single day.
You sure don't.
It's trivia. You either know it or you don't.
You don't.
5 right, 30 seconds. None of that matters unless you're caller 18 right now.
You can do it.
888-989-9811. Caller 18 plays the Pressure Cooker.
Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn. The Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn Show.